Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That's right. That's about as close to anything about the monkeys that, or monkeys' uncles, or stuffed monkeys, or monkeys that have no stuffing. I just don't know. 720 WGN 737 with John Landecker. Well, apparently, I found some fellow. What's the word I'm looking for? We walk the same path. Yes. Arlene and Michael Okun. Have I got your last name correct? O-K-L-O-K-U-N. Yes?
Yes, that's correct, John. Yep, thank you.
Yeah, and you are the owner and proprietor of the Sock Monkey Museum that is now open in Long Grove. So,
yes, exactly.
And I've been waiting to talk to you guys because this is just, it's so much fun. And I want to use the word silly, but it's better than silly. It just sounds like a really good time and a great excuse to get away from everything else that goes on in the world. So,
thank you. Yep.
Is that about it? Pretty much what I'm talking about there? Is that your thinking too?
Yes, exactly. It's really fun. It's been a fun project all the way through. Lots of research, but I think we've created a happy place. People that come, we get a lot of really good comments and feedback, and people just say that they come in and they're happy, and they leave, they're happy, and they learn some things in between.
Right. Now, so the Sock Museum, the Sock Monkey Museum, sorry, not the Sock Museum, the Sock Monkey Museum now open in Long Grove, is that correct?
Yes.
And what are the hours and all of that?
Well, we're open right now Thursday 12 to 4, Friday 12 to 4, and Saturday 12 to 5. But we just opened the museum about 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
So we're going to be expanding those hours.
Fantastic. And has reaction been good so far?
It really has.
I'll bet.
I think when people walk in the door, they don't know what to expect because of the name. They say, okay, what is this about?
Right.
And they come in and they're greeted by hundreds of monkeys just in the gift shop when they come in the door. And I think they just try to take it all in for a couple seconds.
Well, a sock monkey, I love people like you who take something that's been around for a long time that most of us are totally aware of. And what you and Michael have done is not only opened this museum, but you've dug back into the history of this item. Let's call it that, for lack of a better term.
Yes.
I don't want to call it just a toy or a doll or anything like that.
Because
there's way more to it than that. Can you explain some of the history that you've uncovered as you prepared the Sock Monkey Museum? Because I find it very intriguing.
Well, thank you. Sure. So a sock monkey is a stuffed, it's folk art, but it is a stuffed toy made from a pair of socks, you know, in the shape of a monkey. They have mostly been made from Nelson Knitting Company's brown and tan socks, and those originated in Rockford, Illinois. So we like to say that sock monkeys are born in Illinois. And in 1932, the Nelson Knitting Company was making these socks. They didn't have a red heel at the time, and a lot of their competitors were copying. So they wanted to do something to distinguish theirs from the rest, and an advertising exec called Howard Monk, for a cute name, actually.
Yeah.
A little foreshadowing there. He added the red heel just to make them stand out. And then, you know, where would sock monkeys be without that, you know, the red lips and the bottom came from that heel.
Well, as you mentioned, we're talking about an era here, the Depression, which meant that families, parents, well, everyone had to adapt and make do. And
exactly.
One of the ways that I understand that was done, at least as far as making things for children to play with, was the fact that you could make one of these sock monkeys at home. You could do it yourself.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. These socks were being worn by people in the service and factory workers, so they probably had, you know, many pairs in a household, mm-hmm. and they were worn out, perhaps. And during the Great Depression and World War II, as you said, parents didn't have a lot of money to go out and buy toys for their kids, so they looked around the house, what do we have that we can use? And there were the worn-out work socks. And they just decorated them, you know, with whatever they had. We mm-hmm. have sock monkeys that are stuffed with nylons and sawdust and rice and, you know, different items. Whatever was available, that's what they made them with.
I read an article about you in the Tribune. And in that article, they said that the idea to create homemade exotic critters, is what they called them, out of household items may have gone as far back as the Victorian age, which I found
right.
to be astounding,
yeah.
meaning that yes, sock yes. monkeys have been around pop culture probably for 100 years at least.
Possibly, yes. Yes, the jungle animals were popular at that time.
Right.
Maybe that's where the idea came from. And even before the monkeys were made, they found a lot of sock dolls, which we have at the museum as well. And many of those did not have the red heel, so they could have definitely been made before 1932. But we certainly have a lot of sock monkeys that are probably from that era.
This is, as I just said a few minutes ago, this is one of the things that I love that you've done with this whole topic, is to not just put together a very entertaining display of, I don't know, thousands of sock monkeys in your collection, but also to take a look at its place in history, you know, where it stands. These things just didn't appear, fall out of the sky. There were economic implications and people who had to adapt. And that makes the story far more interesting, I think, to most people. And that's probably one of the reasons that they're going to come to this museum, is not just to see the sock monkeys themselves, but to also avail themselves of where all of this came from, in fact.
Exactly, John. No, in fact, it really, I think it represents a simpler time.
Yeah.
And I feel like people need that nostalgia, especially now.
No doubt. We're talking sock monkeys with the people at the Sock Monkey Museum in Long Grove, and we're going to do some more monkey sock talk when we come back on 720 WGN. Put a sock in it. Oh, 720 spirits. That's what I'm saying. Arlene and Michael, who are the owner and operator of the and proprietor of the Sock Monkey Museum in Long Grove. Okay, so no one just says, "Hey, out of the clear blue sky, I'd like to do something with sock monkeys and open a museum." Where did all this sock monkey interest start from? For you people, for you, Arlene, or for you, Michael, for that matter.
Well, in 2006, we were on the road in a motorhome.
Yeah.
And stopped at a Cracker Barrel, and I bought a sock monkey, my first one. It was not handmade, but nevertheless lovable.
Yeah.
And we started using it as a mascot in all of our pictures, and those are on display in the museum also. But so I realized there was a whole ancestry that came before this one of homemade sock monkeys, and I started looking for them and slowly put the band back together, as they say. And I was going to tell you that I have over 2,000 vintage monkeys now, but I think I bought a few more this week on eBay, so it's...
Oh, God, they just keep coming.
The word's out. The word is out.
The word's out. So I had so many, and Michael, my husband, said, like, you know, nicely, well, why don't you take them out of the house and put them on display for other people to enjoy? And so we did, and like you said, John, I couldn't just put them, you know, on display.
Right.
I felt like I needed to go deeper into it and tell their story. And then as I did more and more research, I decided I needed to tell the story of not only the socks that create the monkeys, but socks in general. So we have a portion of the museum dedicated to the history of socks, too, all the way back to the caveman.
So the sock monkeys that you're dealing with, each one is an individual piece of art, actually, right? I mean, they're not manufactured by a company or a machine. They're all homemade by individuals, and each one puts their individuality into their sock monkey. And then how do you get a hold of it?
Well, I've been buying them through eBay and thrift shops and you know, acquired some different collections.
Yeah.
And since I've been open, people have actually been sending me their collections.
Yeah.
You know, they're moving, they're downsizing, and they can't take the sock monkeys with them, so they want them to have a good home. So I think we're like a monkey magnet now.
I read in the article that somebody sent you their sock monkey, but the sock monkey was wrapped in a blanket to keep it warm?
Oh, yes. A gentleman sent me two. And you know what? Honestly, I have met the nicest people through this whole experience.
I'll bet.
People really have a good heart, and they really have an affinity for these monkeys, and it's really fun to be able to share that with people.
You know, this reminds me a bit of, although it's not going to be like the Beanie Baby, where there was this, hey, look at all these Beanie Babies, I'm going to collect Beanie Babies, we got Beanie Baby here, Beanie Baby there, what are these Beanie Babies going to be worth? And then, of course, that all crashed like it was cryptocurrency, for crying out loud. But this is different. I mean, you're not doing this for the value, added value of a antique sock monkey. I mean, this is an expression of fun, of creativity, and, you know, it's like an art museum. I guess the closest analogy I can put to this.
Yes. No, you're right. And every one of these was made, I believe they were made with love someone.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot to each one, and you're right. They're all individual. But I'll tell you what, through collecting them, I've come across certain ones that have been made by the same people, and they match. So I'm sort of feeling like an archaeologist, like lately, where I'm finding them, and I'm digging through, and I'm uncovering their history, and I've just been finding some years apart that go together, and I call those soulmates, and we have a little display of those there in the museum as well.
Well, you have also, as I could tell from this newspaper article, a great sense of humor, because folks can watch, I'm told that folks can watch a sockumentary that is narrated by Socrates.
Yes. You have to have fun with it, right?
Oh, of course. I love it. Yeah.
Thank you.
And a portion of the entrance fee donated to the Chimp Sanctuary Northwest.
Exactly. That's a chimp sanctuary we've sponsored for years out in Washington State, and they do a wonderful job.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah, we wanted to give back through that, too.
Well, that's excellent. I understand, too, speaking of events, although there's a chocolate fest that's coming to Long Grove?
Yes. Yes, we do. We have a chocolate fest coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. And what's the Sock Monkey Museum's connection with that?
Well, it's in the town.
Yeah.
It's literally right outside our door.
Oh, really?
And, and we'll be selling some themed popcorn in our store from a local popcorn shop in town, Signature Popcorn. They're making us a chocolate-covered banana popcorn.
It sounds fantastic. What is
thank you.
When is this
thank
again?
And, this is this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if I may, just wanted to let you know, too, that people can also come to the Sock Monkey Museum for birthday parties and tour groups and organizations, and they can actually make their own sock monkeys, either from a pair of socks, or we have a stuffable one that we created, so we can have that as well.
What's the location of the museum?
210 Robert Parker Coffin Road.
All right. Long Grove.
Long Grove, yes.
Well, Arlene and Michael, thank you so much for being with us here at WGN, and all the best to you and your sock monkeys.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on your 100th anniversary.
Yes, thank you. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you two very much. Thank you. How about that? We have a 100th anniversary commemoration from the folks at the Sock Monkey Museum, though.